This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will end this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties are making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said, if BJP comes to power in West Bengal, all infiltrators will be sent back. He was addressing an election rally in Assam's Pathargandi. Mr. Shah alleged that Congress gave shelter to infiltrators in Assam's Barak Valley. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Guwahati. He alleged Chief Minister of Assam Himanta Biswa Sarma is working only for his family's development. He said the centre must probe into allegations of Himanta's wife possessing assets abroad and having passports of three countries. He also said Assam's son Zubin did not get justice. In West Bengal, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible as the Election Commission released the full list of voters under judicial review under the special intensive revision of the electoral roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been made public, with voters clearly classified as eligible or ineligible. According to a report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. Government has said that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorships. She highlighted that all petrol pumps are operating normally with adequate availability of petrol and diesel and no shortages have been reported. Ms. Sharma said that the delivery of LPG cylinders is also continuing smoothly and online LPG bookings have increased to about 96%. She said total commercial LPG allocation has been increased to about 70% of pre-crisis levels. She highlighted that to boost the sale of 5 kg cylinders, the government has issued a new order to double their sales. In February, the average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders stood at around 77,000 cylinders, which has increased to around 1 lakh cylinders in a day now. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today announced the regularization of unauthorized colonies of Delhi on as-is, where-is basis. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi along with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, he said existing structures will be recognized while future constructions must adhere strictly to municipal corporation norms. The minister stated that the people of Delhi have faced long-standing urban challenges, many of which remained reaffirmed that the government remains committed to systematic and phased urban reforms for Delhi's residents. Assam police today conducted searches at Congress leader Pawan Khera's residence in New Delhi today. The searches came after Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma's wife, Riniki Bhuya Sharma, lodged an FIR against Mr. Khera. During a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Khera had claimed that Riniki Bhuya holds 3 passports. Talking to reporters after the search, DCP of Assam Police, Dr. Devajit Nath, said that Mr. Khera was not present in the house and they have seized some incriminating documents from his house. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today chaired a consultative committee meeting on India and Africa ties in New Delhi. The discussions covered countries' outreach to African countries, including trade and investment, lines of credit and grants, capacity building, especially in education and skilling, defence and cooperation in regional and multilateral fora. Benchmark domestic equity indices climbed around 0.7% after a choppy trading session today, extending their winning streak for a 4th straight session. The Sensex rose 510 points to close at 74,617, while Nifty added 155 points to settle at 23,124. And that is the end of this news bulletin.